I'm going to talk to you not just about building your bench, but building your bench with qualified cleaning technicians. And so I'm super excited to share with you guys that I'm building the first ever cleaning technician fingerprint. What is that? Well, you're not going to just build a bench. You're going to build a bench with qualified, the fingerprint of what makes an amazing employee. And I'm super excited to share the findings with you guys. But so I want to tell you guys a little bit about me. Behind every success is doubt. Who has doubt here in the room? I have doubt right now. Like right now, at the end of this presentation, I'm going to share something with you guys that I haven't shared with anyone yet. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit scared. But I surround myself with the right people. And behind every success is doubt. That's normal. And so I want to talk to you about the cow brain, right? The cow thoughts and having doubt that we can't do this and I don't know what I'm doing. And we all have them. And I shared in my past about I was pregnant with Yaya and I just had her and I actually went to check on a house. Being released from the hospital after giving birth, I went to check on a vacation rental. Because I didn't have any trust and I didn't have any processes. You could be as organized as you wanted, but if you don't know how to create the training, you're just kind of spinning your wheels. So I'm gonna share a little bit with you guys that you probably don't know about self-doubt. And we heard these stories about people growing up and where they came from and their backgrounds. And I'm gonna share some pictures with you guys of my background and where I came from. So a lot of people ask me, they're like, Libby, man, you're pretty good on stage. You talk, you seem like you've been doing this a long time. Well, I actually grew up in the circus. I grew up on the world's largest traveling circus, and my family has four generations of elephants. So I'm an elephant trainer by trade, but I grew up performing. I grew up traveling the world. I didn't even have a bedroom as a child. I grew up in a trailer with wheels on it. And that self-doubt creeps in every single day. Like Eno's story of his parents. My dad is from Mexico. He came here illegally. He came, but he's legal now. My parents, we didn't have money either. We were extremely poor, but I was extremely, extremely proud of my background. Until I left and I was scared, I had doubt that I was going to get judged because of my background. And I wanted everyone to know who I was first before I told them about my background. And then I said, well, how can I be proud of it if I'm not sharing it? And I think we do that sometimes in cleaning. We go to places, we go to networking, people say, what do you do? And we even have to teach our employees this. What do you do? Oh, I clean houses. And yes, I show up like this to clean the house. And being proud of it, and so I wanted to share it with you guys. You can still visit our elephants. They're in Oklahoma. They're in Hugo, Oklahoma. We have 42 elephants. It's now a conservation where we are working to preserve the Asian elephant because it is extinct and they're no longer able to import them. So we breed, we work with the Houston Zoo, the Dallas Zoo. We work with all the zoos around the United States helping their breeding facilities. So it's a little fun fact you didn't know about me. But I wanted to share with you guys that we all come from different backgrounds. Like you may think, oh God, she's got it all together. Yeah. No, not really. And I come from a really, really hard background. My dad only knew how to work with his hands. He never even went to school. So he taught me how to work with my hands. And that's how I got into cleaning. And then as I got more and more reputable in my industry, I actually held one of the highest positions in the world for elephant training and husbandry. I'm not sure if you remember who Gunther Gable Williams was. For some of the older people in the crowd, you probably remember who he was. So I had Gunther Gable Williams' job, where I was in charge of all of the elephants on Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. I was the youngest and the first woman to ever do it in the world. Yeah. And it's actually where I met my husband. He was my audio engineer, and he used to have to mic me up. And when I met him, I was like, oh my God, what are you, 12? And he's like, what are you, 30? And I'm like, I won't say what I said after that. But anyways, let's go ahead and jump in. But I wanted to share a little bit about my background so that you guys, I can relate with you guys a little bit more. When I became an adult, all I ever wanted was a lawn to mow. I had never mowed a lawn in my life until I was 30 years old. I didn't even have a bedroom. So let's get into the CT fingerprint. And what is the CT fingerprint? So I want to give you guys a recap of the bench. This was my presentation, the bench, that Debbie asked me to share. So I'm going to get into a little bit of the bench, but then I'm going to go into, let's not just build the bench, let's build the bench with really great potential cleaning technicians, because time value is more important than ever, right? We don't want to waste our time if we don't have to. So what is the bench? The bench is that always be recruiting. It is having a pool of qualified applicants that are currently seeking employment. And they're like, "What, Libby, I don't need to hire right now." What, you're telling me you don't have any quality issues? You're telling me that everyone is an A player. You're telling me everyone is a core value fit. No one is called out. No one can say yes to that unless you're the cleaner cleaning. So that is why you should always be recruiting. One, we need to replace our current staff, because they're probably not all great fits. And two, the always be recruiting mentality, the always be recruiting mindset is what we need. I'm gonna say this, and this is really important. It's the insurance policy your business needs to protect itself when something happens. Insurance is like worthless until we have a claim. The always be recruiting protects your business when not just one cleaner quits, not just two cleaner quits, it always happens in threes. It's kind of like pregnancy, right? When someone gets pregnant, it always happens in threes, they always say. I hear somebody laughing back there. It always happens in threes, and then we start recruiting, and we're weeks behind the game, and we still got to post that job ad on Indeed, and schedule interviews, and then interview, and then select them, and then train them, versus if I was always recruiting, and I gave up a little time to do interviews to keep a constant cycle, I could make an offer on the spot when someone calls out. I mean, how many times have we went to sleep on Friday, and on Monday morning, we're short-staffed? You're like, oh my God. So that always be recruiting is so important. And from here, I want to talk to you about not just always be recruiting, but some of the information that I have been gathering. So many of you see me begging you on Facebook for a survey. Like, please fill the survey out. So I got about 200 companies that filled out my survey. And what was the survey? Well, the survey was helping me create a fingerprint for the ideal residential cleaning technician. No one has ever done this. And it's because, one, it takes a lot of data and a lot of time. But this is important right now because of time, right? We value our time more than ever. So today I'm gonna get into a few things. These are all the things that are going into that fingerprint. Like, what are we looking for? What should it be encompassed when I'm thinking about that always be recruiting? How do I find consistency on who I'm putting on that bench? How do I find consistency and quality in these applicants so that when I do need to hire at a drop of a hat, I'm like, it's like clockwork. So today, I'm only gonna talk about these three things. The three key traits to a good residential cleaning technician. Here's the thing, no one has ever done this. No one has ever created a fingerprint for our industry. When we're using assessments and other fingerprints, they're coming from other places. They're coming from other industries. And then the other thing we're gonna talk about is the negative key traits. And I think this is the most important that we overlook. And a lot of this information is gonna come into play in your interview so that you know who you're gonna put on that bench and who you're not. So let's dive into the three key traits. Some of these are gonna be super, super obvious. And some of these are gonna blow your mind. You're like, oh my God. And what I want you to do here is have an open mind. We're gonna start with the first one, a positive attitude. You're probably like, well, duh, Libby, they need to have a positive attitude. We know that. But how do you see a positive attitude in the interview? So this is where we're gonna get into. I did the drawings before we came. and positive attitude. And I want you guys to look at the three things on the top. It's obvious, it's overlooked, or it's seen. And in the surveys, what we noticed was people keep hiring the seen, what you see or what you don't see, what the obvious is and the seen. So obvious is they're obviously negative. The glass is half empty. That's easy to see in an interview, super easy. Then we have the seen, and typically that's what I hear everyone say they're looking for. Someone that's excited and a people pleaser, and they're bubbly, and they love to talk, because I want them to talk to my customers. But I want you to look at what's overlooked. These are their mild-mannered people. That's what MMP stands for, mild-mannered people. And I'm going to show you a list of characteristics where we're missing the boat. Now, this came, again, from the survey. I did not make up any of this information. And I know this is small, but I wanted to give you guys all of the findings from this part of the survey. And what I love about this is the scene typically is, we're typically only looking at scene, right? And the reason that we want to focus on this right here, the overlooked, is because these people are not necessarily the best interviewers. They're quiet. They're more reserved. They look for solutions instead of blame, right? In this scene, we're typically hiring over cheerful. The energy or the engagement seems a little over the top or fake, but it's easy to see that in an interview. Versus the quiet ones, we're like, oh, they didn't talk very much. But did they ask good questions? And I thought it was really powerful because with the positive one, are they always talking about being positive? Are they talking about how they hate drama, but then they're the ones that cause drama, right? And they're always seeking validation, These are the ones that potentially you want to avoid, the ones in the scene column. Why? Because they could probably potentially avoid real talk, accountability, and not like to receive feedback. But I see a lot of people hiring in the scene column because that is super easy to see in an interview. And from here, we have the next one is reliability. Of course, we want reliable cleaners who show up. And again, we're gonna go to the what's obvious, what's overlooked, and what's seen. What's obvious is excuses. Oh, I'm sorry, I was late to the interview because my car broke down. Then the seen is they're too structured. I am too structured to be a cleaner. The change in the schedule would drive me bonkers. I am too structured, and we typically are looking for super, super structured people. And that can actually be a red flag. We want to look for consistency in it. We want to look for consistency. And here's the traits of what's obvious. You're going to see these in your current employees. I mean, I just had an employee leave and take 13 customers with her. And she was too positive. She was the bubbly. Oh my God, she loves everything. Could you have more customers? And she overwhelmed our office with constant questions, constant chatter. So you have to be careful when you're watching these. And then focus on the middle. What is overlooked? What are you overlooking? How are they giving you feedback? How are they being reliable? Are they prepared? Do they show up on time? You can see these in an interview by questions you ask. Debbie mentioned in the interview, are you asking good questions? Are they actually reliable in their responses, or are they lying? If you ask deep enough questions, you can fish out the scene, right? You can fish out the scene. Here's a big one that you may not realize. Too attached to rules. And sometimes we think that's what we want. Oh, we want a rule follower. But they're too rigid. And so we have to make sure that we're not overlooking. And I'm going to say this term, and it's one of my favorite terms that came out of this survey, is quiet confidence. Think about your best cleaning technicians that you've ever had. If you guys did this survey with me, that was one of your questions. Who was the best and why? What were their traits? What were their habits? Where'd they come from? And they're typically the very mannered, mild people. It's quiet confidence. And we know that this is hard to see in an interview. And why is this a potential risk if we're hiring from the scene column? Well, they work in solos, and it might be hard for them to also adapt to change. How often does our schedule change? If it's not a customer, it's another employee, or it's the office, or they forgot to dispatch, or like you name it. And why we want to focus on that middle column, right, the overlooked, is because, again, they're working solo. They may not like working in teams. They also will not adapt well to change. And we know this industry changes every 5 seconds. So our next one is good communication. These are the top three traits, guys, good communication. And why is good communication so important? So with good communication, it's obvious. One word answers, very superficial. And then the overlooked, they give timely input, good input. The scene is they're calling the office every 5 seconds. They're talking about all the cleaners. They're talking about all the customers. And we think, oh, they communicate well. But is it good communication or is it over communication? Where it burns you out, it burns out your office. And so here's the traits that we tend to overlook. And what we see is too many updates, starts drama, overcorrects others. And so what I found with this survey is that we're passing up some really good candidates because we're focused on the external. We're focused on what we can see versus digging deeper so that we can build that bench with qualified applicants. How can we get that fingerprint for that perfect cleaning technician? Now, it's not ever going to be perfect, but these are traits that I said, oh my gosh, Debbie wanted me to talk on building a bench. Let's build a bench. But let's build a bench, qualified applicants, applicants that have a fingerprint to end up as a great cleaning technician. So why is this one kind of potentially a risk? Over communication, or they tend to avoid conflict and they can create tension in your team. They can misstep and they can also overwhelm your office. How many of us had those cleaning technicians that just do not stop the office? Like, we call them, well, we don't call them, someone once called them adult toddlers, where they're constantly needing affirmation, constantly communicating, and overwhelming your scheduler, overwhelming the office with constant communication. That doesn't mean it's good. So the three traits, real quick to recap on this, are positive attitude. And I put the red flags in there so that you guys can see the red flags. People pleasers is a red flag. There's a difference in having a servant mindset than being a people pleaser. And then reliability, the red flag. They need structure. How many people have quit our job because it was too inconsistent sometimes? They were great people, but they're like, oh, I can't handle the schedule. Like, I can't handle the driving. I can't handle the reschedules. And we typically go and we seek the structured people. We need consistent people that's different than people that seek structure. And one of the best things that you can do to find someone who is consistent is in the rituals and habits, the rhythms of their personal life. That's where they come out. And so it's a great interview question, and don't get too deep in it, but what are the rituals, the habits of in their personal life as far as hobbies go? And then communication, the red flag, they over-communicate. By over-communicating, they avoid conflict. It's kind of like a mask, because they're constantly overwhelming everything. They're trying to get in front of it before it gets in front of them. So with my quote here, this is the quiet confidence. Quiet confidence. Confidence is silent. It is silent. Insecurities are loud. So just remember that when you're interviewing, when you're selecting candidates, and you're trying to build that bench, were they quietly confident or were they insecure and loud? Some of the best people that are good interviewers are not necessarily the best employees. They're great at interviewing. I get it all the time in WooRecruit where people are like, well, they weren't very good. Like, they were very soft-spoken, and I want people that can talk to the customers. I want you to remember that phrase, quiet confidence. Were they confident? Did they ask good questions, important questions? Or do they just ask too many questions? Because too many questions is also a sign of insecurity. So if you want more information on building your bench and the CT fingerprint, we are building it into WootRecruit so that it's all automated. And so you can scan it, you can fill it out, you can come by the booth and get more information. This is going to be phases. I'm rolling it out in phases because I have to gather the data, we have to study it, we have to do tests. But my ultimate goal is that we have a fingerprint for cleaning technicians, that we know exactly what industries make the best cleaners. I actually already have that data. And then from there, how do I write my job ad to attract the best cleaners? How do I have my application and the assessment, because we're creating an assessment, then feed into that? And then what interview questions should I ask to dig out if this person really is a great residential cleaning technician? And then at the end of all that, we're feeding it into AI so AI can tell you the probability with a percentage if they're gonna be a great cleaner. And that is the future of WootRecruit. Now I wanna talk a little bit about a buffalo brain. Who has a buffalo brain in here? We should all have a buffalo brain after this week. I said I was gonna share something with you guys, and I've kept it kind of a secret. And this was such a crazy dream, and I don't know why I had it. It was so wild for me to want this. And for 2 years, okay, this is my vision board. This is on my computer, this is on my phone, and I've been practicing Vivid Vision for about 3 or 4 years. And this is on my computer, and I've been looking at that right there for 2 years, almost three. I want to be a New York Times bestseller. I'm not one yet. I was doing some data and some studying, and I'm a statistical unicorn. I'm half Mexican, half Native American, residential cleaning software owner. And if I could be a New York Times bestseller, I would be a statistical unicorn. I was like, oh, that sounds cool. So I don't know why I wanted this. Do you guys have dreams that you don't even know why? Like, you don't understand it, but it's something that you're chasing and you want. And so here is the cover to my book, guys. So much of me growing and the inspiration and the rooms I was in helped me get here. Now, it's not ready. It's not launching till September. But I have a little gift for you guys. If you pre-order my Kindle, guess what else is ready? It's ready! So my children's book, Leading Like an Elephant, is ready. And it is a story of Yaya owns a cleaning company. And she is so good at cleaning, she has to hire. And she sucks as a boss. And her brothers are back there. They're both in the book. Yaya's a character, my mother's a character, and the two boys. And I have to say, writing a cleaning book for kids was probably funner than writing like the business book, because the kids were involved. It was so amazing. I was so inspired by getting everyone involved and asking what they wanted to do. So my gift to you guys is, you know, I want to be a New York Times bestseller. So if you pre-order the Kindle for 99 cents, I will give you the download of the kids' book for free and the audio of Yaya reading the book out loud for 99 cents. And the pre-order link is there, and it's live, and it's ready to go. I love this industry, and I was so excited to share the book cover with you guys and everything that we were doing, and I wanted to share the kids' book. It was done, and the cover was done, and I'm like, I want to only share it in this room before I share it with anybody else publicly. You guys, everyone that came up to me that says, I've been following you, I love your social media, I really appreciate that. Because sometimes it's kind of, you don't know on the other side if you know you're doing the right thing or if it's touching people. Thank you guys.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WootRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.